This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, and full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I welcome you to this podcast, Entirely Unconventional. And I pray it's a blessing to you, and I pray whatever it is you're going through, that right now God can show you a very conventional or even an unconventional way to solve whatever it is, whether it's supernaturally or just some smart way for God to be God and intervene in your behalf. I had something happen to me last night. And I'll tell you what, I was up very, very late listening and rewinding to something. My daughter sent me an interesting podcast by Franklin Graham. Franklin is Billy Graham's son. And in the middle of, let me start that over. I'm lost as a goose. Let me start that over. Yes! I do need cue cards. This is when the start of it needs. I need sleep. Okay. I want to ask you a question. Wait a minute. Welcome to Entirely Unconventional. I am Lindsay Roberts, and I designed this podcast to be kind of conventional, but also entirely unconventional. Because why? Because the Bible's very conventional, but it's also very unconventional. And the world we live in can be very conventional at times, but it can also be wildly unconventional. So I want to look at things that may be just super easy to things that may be super complicated, and how God Himself can solve it. So I have a question for you. My question is this. Have you ever heard of the gentleman that has a podcast? He's been on television programs. He has all kinds of interesting credentials, including like news shows. His name is Piers Morgan. He is from UK, and he has been a very intriguing human soul when it comes to looking at things from his perspective. I was very fascinated by some of the things that he was saying and his perspective, his take on things. And my daughter sent me a podcast of his that had Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, in it. Now think about Franklin Graham, perhaps the most recognized evangelical family that I would know of in my lifetime. And when you think about Franklin Graham, Billy Graham, I think of words like salvation, and I think of words like preaching, and I think of words like one of the most extraordinary preachers was Billy Graham. But I also want to say about Franklin Graham, remember he does Samaritan's Purse. And if you recall, when all of the hurricane disaster stuff started happening through Hurricane Milton, if you know and watch anything that he was doing, he was what I'm going to call boots on the ground with the people that he had, doing the logical, practical things to help the hurricane victims in North Carolina. Now, having said that, there was a statement I was told. I did not physically hear it with my own eyes, but I was told the statement that when now President-elect Donald Trump was looking for ways to help the victims of Milton, he made a comment of, where's Franklin Graham? Where's Graham? Where's Franklin? Because he was aware of the what I consider to be 18-wheeler, that's the only way I know how to describe the trucks, of provision coming in to help. In fact, if you listen to our program, Richard and I do a program called Miracles. What's it called? The Place for Miracles. I'm telling you that look on the head got the best of me. Richard and I do a program called The Place for Miracles. And now Richard does it 5 days a week, The Place for Miracles Live. On that program, when Hurricane Milton hit, you will hear us talking about Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse. And if you were one of those who wanted to donate and help that hurricane, the people of the hurricane, one of the things we said was contact Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse for the marvelous boots on the ground type of work, the practical, helpful work that he does with Samaritan's Purse. Now, I set the stage for that because I see that in the Christian world, it's very easy to just have everything from a spiritual perspective. I agree with that. And I love to have everything from a spiritual perspective. But there's also the part where God is very concerned about making sure that we have our needs met. And in heaven, of course, your needs are going to be met. So this is about having your needs met here. So what does Piers Morgan, the Bible, and the election all have in common? So I was listening to that podcast yesterday, and I re-listened to it, and I re-listened to it. And Piers Morgan talked about his Christianity, which I was very thrilled to hear, talked about Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, and he asked Franklin this question. Now, when I ask you this question, I want you to be very spiritual about it, but I also want you to be logical and analytical according to how the Bible operates, where God wants us to have our needs met. God said he put all the gold and silver in the earth. You know, when you think about how the world was created, if you look at the book of Genesis, in the book of Genesis, there's day one, day two, day three, and on 7 days he rested, right? Think about how God set provision in the earth, day one, two, three, four, five. Day six, he sets man in the earth, and day seven, he rested. Why did he wait till day six to create Adam? I think I have a very logical, analytical answer. He wanted to wait till every provision that Adam would ever need was provided for. God knows what he's doing, and he wants to meet our needs and make our provisions provided for. Okay, so think about this. Have you ever heard people who criticize the healing camp or the prosperity camp or the prosperity gospel? I have. And just like anything in earth, anything, things can be really wonderful and genuine according to the Bible. And then they can get man involved and mess it up. Listen, I know doctors that are fabulous. I know doctors I might not want to go to. I know food that's fabulous. I know food I might not want to eat. I know people that are fabulous. I know people I don't want to be around, but it doesn't mean I write off everything about food or people or the Bible or humanity. I know wonderful things about fabulous children. I also know that children have suffered abuse. Does that mean you throw out, as they say, the baby with the bathwater? I think what's happened when it comes to the quote, I'm doing little air quotes, prosperity gospel, is that people are throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Oh, I don't want to be a part of that prosperity camp. I don't want to be part of that healing camp. Okay, let's see what the Bible and Piers Morgan and Franklin Graham have to say about prosperity, and our new president-elect, Donald Trump, have to say about prosperity. Did you know, first and foremost, that prosperity is used in the Bible more than 90 times? 90 times. Let's just start with there. And I want to look at Hosea 4:6. My people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. I looked at the word destroyed. It means cease to exist, perish, utterly cut down. One translation said pulverized beyond recognition. Why? For lack of knowledge. You see, sometimes when we hear things and we don't get the answer straight from the Bible, or we don't pick apart the Bible or look into the Bible or really examine the Bible or get into the depth of the Bible, we're listening to what the Bible calls the naysayers, the gainsayers. We're listening to, I'm going to call it, biblical gossip. That's a big one. And if we're listening to biblical gossip, he said, she said, what he said, it's like the telephone game. How many of you have ever played that game, the telephone game? You sit around a table or you sit around a campfire or however you want to do it. And you whisper something to the first person or you call somebody on the telephone, but usually we did it the way we played it was around the table. And you whisper it to the next and they say it to the next and to the next. We even did it as a drawing game once. It was a disaster. But the truth of the matter is, once it starts out one way, by the time it got around the table, it was completely different. The Bible may say something about prosperity one way, but by the time it gets around, this denomination or this Christian circle are honestly someone who's not even a Christian, or someone who is against the Bible, or someone who is against anything that has to do with godly things. And then suddenly that becomes our voice of reason. And then suddenly that gossip becomes our North Star. And suddenly that's the thing we look at. And I want to show you something. You know, I have an interesting thought right now. I have so much more to say about this, and I don't want to overload you, especially if this is new to you. So how about we stop right here for today? Let's go ahead and take a break from this for today. We'll close out this podcast and get ready. We'll finish this thought on the next podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.